This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 180 for Thursday, December 10th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mostly lower on Thursday, retreating from early gains. Canola up 60 cents to down $2. The most active months all lower, January down a dollar at $586.80 per ton. That contract had climbed above $593 at one point before turning lower. The USDA released updated usage and ending stocks data earlier today, and expectations ahead of the report for tightening soybean supplies had underpinned soybeans and in turn canola. However, the adjustment in the numbers wasn't as big as traders had expected, and eventual losses in beans spilled over to take canola down as well. Technical resistance added to the selling pressure, as did strength in the Canadian dollar, which was up about half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were lower, but wheat moved higher. The January soybeans down 6 cents at $11.52 per bushel. After posting large gains ahead of the USDA report, the release of the numbers sparked a buy the rumor, sell the fact reaction. The USDA pegged soybean ending stocks for 2021 at 175 million bushels. That was down by 15 million from November. And while that would be the tightest soybean situation in a number of years, pre-report expectations had been for an even smaller carryout, and beans gave up their early advances. Improving moisture conditions in South America also pressured values. Corn, it moved down as well after the report. The March contract down 2 cents at 421 per bushel. The USDA left its corn ending stocks projection unchanged at 1.7 billion bushels, and the lack of any fresh news there to feed the bullish market saw prices drift lower. However, solid export demand did provide support, with weekly U.S. corn export sales of 1.3 million tons and an additional 344,000-ton sale to Mexico reported. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are higher across the board. Minneapolis up 7 cents in the March contract at $5.62 per bushel. Kansas City up 12 cents at $5.63 per bushel as well. And Chicago wheat up 13 cents in the March contract at $5.96 per bushel. The USDA lowered both its world and U.S. wheat ending stocks estimates, giving the market a boost. World wheat stocks were cut by nearly 4 million tons. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales also topped trade expectations, adding to the firm tone. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, December 10th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.